Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ndisco's Village Meeting, where we discuss the society and culture of Africa. This is Season 1, Episode 3. In this episode, we would like to examine who an African is and how importantly to identify them. There are so many ways to tell someone is African. Text, for example, tribal tattoos, tribal marks, facial features, hair, and much, much more. But the most prominent is by somebody's name, an African name. First, let's examine or remind ourselves who an African is. An African is a native or inhabitant of Africa, a person living in or outside Africa, but of African ancestry or descent, but Black or white Africans. Many are born in diaspora. Many are hyphenated Africans. What does that mean? It means if you are of a Nigerian ascent, born in America, you are now a Nigerian American, just like those Ghanaians born in Canada. They are hyphenated, or if you are a Senegalese born in Britain or Europe, you are hyphenated. You will always have that ancestry following you around. So, but however, no matter how hyphenated, we are all still Africans. One unique variable that separates Africans from other people of the world is their name. Africans have unique names. The African names are meaningful and must not be taken for granted. As colonial matters brought religion and other enticing gifts to Africa, they tended and intended and also succeeded in implanting their own names on these Africans: Michael, James, Paul. And sometimes, since they brought religion, they try to sell it to the Africans that these names are saintly names. They are derived from the holy saints. But a great many African traditions embrace personification in some way or form. Africans believe that chosen names carry great influence over a child's life and that of their family. This makes selecting names extra important, as to an extent, the name individual hopefully assumes the significance of his or her name. To Africans, a name is more than a moniker. So we have names like in Igbo land of Nigeria, for example, of Africa, Nkechi, that is given to a girl, means God's gift. Chukwuemeka, it's a blessing, a gift from God. We thank God for this person. So these are some of the names we have. Didi means patience, which is another meaning connoted to such by the parents that gave the name. In Yoruba land, for example, of same Nigeria, in West Africa, Ibuku, a child means, Ibuku means blessing. Olu is a leader, and Tiwa is one who owns the crown. If it is an Hausa name, we have Amina. Amina means honesty, trustworthy. Aisha, it's looked upon as a prosperous one. Babangida is given as somebody who is the father of the house. And that goes and goes. So most Africans will introduce themselves not only by their name, but by its context and meaning. Their personal identity. Africans sometimes are given more than one name. These names reflect the days of birth, for example, the event happening on such a day. the environment, and any other circumstances surrounding the birth. Such choices of names may also point to hopes, dreams, and aspirations of parents. Some may connote religious beliefs, fears, philosophy of death or life, and may even include cultural and socio-political events at the time of the child's birth. Some names are influenced by immediate or extended family or even local community. Some are named after strong animals and great expectations of the future. In the African culture, as well as in a few other areas around the world, longer names are given to children and are seen as more prestigious or more meaningful. These are given to convey importance or potentials of this named child. Africans did not have European names before Europeans came or arrived on the shores of Africa. They had their own naming system and reflected the numerous languages spoken on the continent. In Ghana, for example, sometimes one can guess the day when someone was born from a given name. Pame means one born on a Saturday. Ghana's first president, for example, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, had a Western name, Francis, but his national outlook or agenda made him drop that name and never included any Western name to his name. Some Africans, like Nkrumah, are dropping Western names, and others are refraining, as we speak, from giving their children foreign names. Now, the essence of this podcast today is to really drive it home to our younger Africans, to remind them that their names, their given African names, are unique. We urge you, young ones, use your African names. Answer to your African names. Teach others how to pronounce them phonetically if need be. Let others know the full meaning of your name to avoid shortening it. So, for example, if somebody wants, your name is Chukwuemeka and somebody wants to call you Chuck, say no. Answer to your name. It's meaningful. If someone complains about your name being too long, do not apologize for it. Help them pronounce it meaningfully. If folks can easily say names of other nationalities, like Russian names, Chinese name, and others, why can't they say African names with some, you know, ease? The other note is for our parents. Give your children meaningful African names and teach them the full meaning of their names before they step out of the house. Teach them to call their names in pride and hold their heads high when they tell others their names. Teach them to wear their names proudly. There was an argument, for example, between a family and a catechist during a baptism registration. The Catholic Church catechist was insisting on this family giving him an English baptismal name, to which the parents objected. They wanted to give their child an African name for baptism because that's what they believe in, despite the fact that they are Catholic and they believe in God. These struggles are encountered all the time. Parents are encouraged to stand their ground and give their children meaningful African names as they deserve it. Now, to our friends and colleagues, non-Africans, please make the time and effort to say and respect African names. Learn to say them. They are meaningful. And you will love saying them because sometimes they're a little bit musical. They're easy. Easier than some of those that don't have consonants that you can pronounce. Ask what they mean if you don't know. Shortening their names, the African names, to make it easy on you is actually disrespectful to the owner of that name. Note that. So I hope that this has been a medium for you to understand why Africans carry their names the way they do. Thank you all for listening to today's podcast. Next time, we will surely delve into the traditional marriage process, like some of you young ones have asked. Whether you are at the homeland or in diaspora, you need to really understand our marriage process. There are reasons why the Africans do what they do by way of the culture surrounding African marriages. So stay tuned. Please, if you haven't not done that, subscribe to the podcast and invite your friends to do so. We have a lot of things lined up that are very educational and informational, as well as things that you can also transcend to those your children, your siblings, and more, and also to teach others who are non-Africans who would like to know your heritage better. So bye for now. I will leave you with the spirit of Ubuntu, that African humanist philosophy, which recognizes that our individual identities and well-being are inseparable from the collective whole. I am because we are. Thank you so much for listening. And this is Dr. Maslina Oparaji bringing you the Indisco's Village Meeting Summary. Stay tuned. Thank you.